we're going to be starting the last two paragraphs of another. But yet, because of a Rambam, yes, there are character traits. So, Asalei La'adam Linig Ben Bebeninus, you cannot act in the middle way. You have to go all the way to the extreme. And that is Gaiva. It is not good to be humble. She is Sval Ruach. He should be very humble. He must have a better word for that. But I assume Sval Ruach means.
Exceedingly humble spirit.
Okay, same thing. Very humble. His spirit should be very humble. You have to be anav mi'oid. This is the Rambam. Gaiva is kvira. You think that you're your own. You're nothing. And chayrim should be somebody who is about gaiva, even if he has a little bit of gaiva. Atkan l'shaynayim. You know, there's a kind of lesson that I find very, very disconcerting, if that's the right word, meaning frightening to me. And that is, Rabbi Chaim Belozer says, what does it mean, Mo'id Mo'id HaBishva Ruach? He says, some people are humble, but they know they're humble. That's also not good enough. You have to be so humble that you don't even realize you're humble. That's what he says. Now, that Madrega, I can't imagine, it's beyond me, but that's what he says. You have to be so humble that you don't even give yourself credit for being humble. It makes sense in my mind, but to carry it out is much harder. Meaning the stipler. Anybody who has sveikas and confusion in Amuna, ain't a melotate to Balgaiva. A Misha on a Bahemes, ain't esli shum sveikas of a bulim. A humble person has no sveikas. Ain't sham sharak bazan. The Kosovus is there, ain't on a chayna. The chol elus yesh lam boyas. This is the good advice for all those who have shilas in Amuna. I'm sorry? He says that's the cure to sveikas. If you're humble, the Rebbeinu Shlom gives you the ability to have a Muna without Sveikas. That's what the stipler says. He says, "Ubadik Menusa, tested." Umeames, kol amarivas v'batim, all arguments in houses. Shein shalom bayis, shematzu b'ayim zaneinu. Chaim Knievsky writes, "Unfortunately, today there's many houses that don't have shalom bayis. Rubam kikulam ba'am haydei gaiva. It comes because one spouse." Has gaiva over the other spouse, or they both have gaiva over each other. If they were both humble, they wouldn't be so insulted and so sensitive. They would be able to agree when they have a disagreement. True humility heals most problems, interpersonal relationships. Hashem Yisbarach, Yara Aleinu Ruach Tara Mimaraim, Shaniska, we should be Zaycha, La Nova Amitis, to true humility. Okay, tomorrow I am not going to be here in person. I will be here on the phone. I assume it's only a 40-minute cheer because it's a tightness and I'm sure people are diving early. So it'll probably be 6 to 6:40. I will be in Meretz Hashem back in person on Friday morning. So tomorrow we'll be on the phone. Therefore, we won't learn Reichus Yaisher till Omer Hashem Friday morning. So tomorrow at 6 o'clock, we will be on the phone. Rabbi Cohen, I want to thank you personally for coming in early yesterday morning and setting everything up before you had to leave. And it's greatly appreciated. Shouldn't think it's taken for granted. We are up to the fourth wide line on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Dr. Harris, here is the test. If you can send it to Baruch Meisha, ask him. He can put it out whenever he wants. Tell him I didn't put daf numbers because I really don't know where I'm going to get up to. assume mem dalet amid beis. So mem beis amid beis to mem dalet amid beis. If you, Baruch Meisher, if you're on the phone, obviously not.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so mem beis amid beis is probably where I'm going to get up to. Outside shot, but I'll get to mem beis amid aleph, but I don't think so. Okay.
I don't know if I'll get to the test till tomorrow.
What?
I won't probably print it till tomorrow.
I don't care when you print the test. You can print it next Wednesday, as far as I'm concerned. I have to do my job. I have to do my job, which is to get the test. I wrote it yesterday. And since I wrote it while I was sitting on a couch, not at a table, the handwriting will reflect that. Okay.
I was
going to
say that, everybody.
It's okay. I said that to you last week. When I said it at the table, it comes out nicer. But it means getting off the couch. Right. Kitanoi, fourth wide line, Mem Gimel Amid Beis. It's a Machloikus Tanoi, Amar Papa Kitanoi, that the question of how much of a Shifra Zera does a person have to touch to become Tamei, is it Kadasha or is it Mashahu, is a Machloikus Tanoi. Minayin the rabbis, Shnegeya B'Shifra Zera. The Torah never says Shnegeya B'Shifra Zera. By the way, I learned a little bit wrong shot yesterday, so I'm going to correct myself now. Talmud Leimer Ayish, it's an extra word. It's not a hekish. This is not a comparison between sheretz and shifra zera. It says Ayish, ashiyiga b'chol sheretz. So Ayish tells me an extra word. It could just said v'ashiyiga b'chol sheretz. What's Ayish? To tell me an extra tumah, and that's the one that touches the shifra zera. So the Torah includes touching the shifra zera in the pasuk that talks about touching the sheretz. Upligi tanoi ba'alma. And there's a machloikus tanoim throughout Shas. Ba'alma means everywhere. The ikid de amri dum mina mina. There are those that say whenever you learn out A from B, learn out the basic halacha and the details. So be here you would learn out shichva zera from sheretz, because the word ayish includes shichva zera. And the pasuk says ayish ashiyiga b'chol sheretz, right? So we compare shichva zera to sheretz. We derive shichva zera from sheretz, and we derive it not only that it's metame, but even to how much is metame. That's called dun mina, learn out from it, umina, and from it for the details. The ikadi army, dun mina, learn the main thing out, but the uki ba'astra take it back to its own place. Shikva zera has a tumma of a mission, and that's a mashahu. So now that you've included touching, we say take the touching back to the home of shikva zera, which is mashahu by seeing. So that's a machloikis throughout Shas. The Krapapa, that machloikis throughout Shas, will determine how much shikva zera has to be touched in order for it to be the person to become tamei. Because we derive shikva zera from sheretz. That's the fact that shikva zera is metame to touch. The shear depends on how you use these kinds of limudim. Do you say, learn out the basic fact plus the details? Or do you say, learn out the basic fact, and for details, go back home. Home meaning here, to the parish of Shikha Zera. According to the Mandam, it says, learn from it and from it. Ma sheretz b'negiyah, Shikha Zera b'negiyah. Just like sheretz, we learn out the main thing. We know ma sheretz b'kadasha, Shikha Zera b'kadasha. Then you learn out the detail, which is how much. But the one that says, learn it out and bring it back home, ma sheretz b'negiyah, we do learn out the basic thing, but Ukibasra, take it back home. Mashik was there, Leroya b'mashu. Just like Shikha Zera to the one who admits it, it's a mashu. Avnanagaya b'mashu. Also to the one who touches it, it's a mashu. Rashi, Zuck Rashi, Talmud Leimer Ayish. Rashi is about, I would say, 20 lines before the Mishnah, and that's an estimate. Talmud Leimer Ayish. Notice Rashi says at this point it's a havamina that the pasuk we're learning it out is from sheretz. That's what the Gemara is assuming. Tanoi, the pligi b'kama duchti. So Rashi, this is a machlokes in many places. You learn out from it and from it, or you learn out from it and then take it back to its own city. Asra means the city. Hilka means the same. Own subject. They're touching about a person who touches Keri, who touches Shikha Zera. So, dun Shikha Zera mi sheretz. You learn out Shikha Zera from sheretz. because it's learned out from the Ish, as you got B'chol Sheretz. The Mas Sheretz Matami B'negiya, Av Shechwezeret B'negiya. We learn out the concept that Shechwezeret is Matami by touch from Sheretz. Umina, and then you learn out the second detail, the second means, Mas Sheretz B'kadasha. B'uki B'asra, Hanach Shechwezeret B'mkoyma. Let Shechwezeret stay at home, in its place. Learn out the concept of negiya, but the amount, to the Ashkechon B'riya de B'mashu. There we find that by sitting, the submission is a mashu. And for Dr. Gemara, that's what Rapapa said. Amalai Rapuna Beredra of Nasan Rapapa. Whoa! You're assuming that the Ayish is the one that's written by Sheikh Mazera. Who's, I mean, by Sheretz. Who says? There's another person. Ayish, Asher Teitze Mimenu Sheikh Mazera. Which is talking about a person who omits Sheikh Mazera, right? Why? But the ayish there is extra too. So they said, Vaser Teit Semimenu. So maybe the ayish that we're including touching is written by Sheikh Mazera. And therefore, there's no room to say, learn it out from Sheretz Bekardasha, because we're not learning it out from Sheretz. The assumption had been that the ayish that's extra that we're using is a pasuk written by Sheretz. And therefore, it opened up a whole new look. How much do you learn out from Sheretz? Dr. Hunebred Rav Nassan to a papa, who says that's the pasuk of Ayish? The Brita didn't identify which Ayish it is. Remind the Ayish. How do you know the Ayish is the Sheretz from Sheretz Kamarbilei? Dumma Ayish Ashetetim Benu Sheikh Mazera Kamarbilei. The Kula Alma Dhamma I learned it out from Sheikh Mazera and Sheikh Mazera. It's where it is. So they went and they asked the Brita learners. Remember, these are the end of the Amoraim. There are no Tanoim alive anymore. They went to the people that know Brises and said, which Ayish did that Brisa mean? They asked them, do you have a Messiah in your Brises? Which Ayish did this Brisa mean? The one by Sheretz or the one by Sheikh Mazera? Ika the Tariq Rapapa, Ika the Tariq of Hudibrei of Nothing. And you had two different opinions. Some said our Brises said Sheretz, and some Brises said our Brises said Sheikh Mazera. So if you learn Sheretz, then you can have a machloikas kadash or mashu. If you learn Sheikh Mazera, you'll be hard-pressed. I mean, there are Amoroyim that said kadasha, but maybe they had that brisa. But if you learn Sheikh Mazera, you'd be hard-pressed to find the source of why it should be kadasha. Rashi? Maybe we'll learn that from the pasuk, from the person who Sheikh Mazera comes out of him. And even if you learn it out from where you learned it out, it's mashu. The Benigia Maria Yolov. You're learning touching from seeing. The Kula Amadominaminahava. Everybody would hold stay in the parsha. The Alechem Plukta Doki Basra. Here there's no other place. When you learn it from Sheretz, you can discuss whether you bring it back home. When you learn it from Sheikh Mazera, you are home. The Minay Yolov. You're learning it out from itself. And others said Ayisha Shetet to Meshach Mazera, so there's two versions. So the Amoraim, who said earlier Kadasha, must hold that it's learned out from Sheretz, and must, that's why they say Kadasha. Now, interesting, what I didn't see is why wouldn't you learn it out from Ayisha Shetet to Meshach Mazera? Why would you go look at Sheretz and have the extra pasuk there when you have the very same extra pasuk by Meshach Mazera? I didn't see anybody that discusses it. I don't know. Yes?
In terms of
Gezer Sheva, tradition. It's not a Gezer Sheva. It's extra words. Yitura de Kra. I don't know if this is tradition.
Okay.
I don't know. Usually, Yitura de Kra is Darsha by Meroim. I don't know. Zog the Mishnah Vayter. Now we start a series of Mishnayos that take us into the next parak and really leaves Masechtas Nida. And that is what different ages do at different stages of life. We start with a girl, then we move on to a boy. What happens when a kid is born? What halachas apply at different ages? What physical facts and what halachas happen at different ages in the development of both a man and a woman? And the mishnahs are going to follow in sequence the ages all the way through. Zok the Mishnah. This is the beginning of that section. A girl that is 1 day old, Matanda Benita. Right away, she's susceptible to Tumas Nida. That's why this Mishnah is here, which starts the sequence. Bas Yudjamim, when she's 10 days old, Matami Beziva. Because what happens is, if she becomes a Nida one day, she's a Nida for 3 days, for 7 days. And then if she sees 3 days afterwards, she can become a Zava. She cannot become a Zava before 10 days, because a girl cannot become a Zava before she becomes a Nida. So inevitably, the earliest a girl can become a Zava is at 10 days old. Okay. Tinik Beyai Mechad, a boy 1 day old, Matami Beziva. He can become a Zav. Right? If he has a discharge of Zivus, he can become a Zav. Now, here are things that apply to both. Some of them apply only to a man, and some of them apply to both a man and a lady. The Mishnah doesn't split them up. It mixes them all together. Well, most of them apply to both a man and a lady. Umetame b'negoim, a one-day-old baby, whether male or female, can become a Metzaira. Umetame b'tame meis. What? I can't hear you.
Tell me a one-day-old boy can be a
Zirani? Can be a Zav? Yeah, we also said it about a girl, but this is the Mishnah. We quoted Mishnayas before. We never had a Mishnah yet.
Echad Metame is Ziva. That's a boy.
Right.
Okay.
Now, from there and on, it applies to both boy or girl.
Okay.
So what's wrong?
What's the next sentence?
Metame bin Negoim. They can become a Metzaira at 1 day old. Negoim is Metzaras. Umetame b'tame mace. A 1 day old baby is in a room where there's a mace. They become tame mace. They would need paraduma sprinkled on them. V'zaykeik l'yibum. And this is only a boy. If you have a 1 day old boy, and Rachmana Litzlan, his older brother who's married, dies without children, the woman can't get married till this young boy either does yibum or chalitza. That means she has a 13-year wait. Now, this only applies to a man because a woman doesn't do yibum. She might have yibum done to her, but zaykeik l'yibum means he can force, he can require yibum. Meaning, had this baby not been born, had the older brother died a day earlier, there would have been no yibum. The woman would have been able to get married without yibum. Let me explain. Reuven's married. He dies. A day later, his mother gives birth to Shimon. There's no mitzvah of yibum. There's no mitzvah of Yibum because they never lived in the same world. One of the requirements of Yibum is that the brothers exist in this world at the same time. They didn't. Reuven passed on before Shimon was born. Therefore, Reuven's wife is married, can marry whoever she wants. There is no brother to do Yibum. What happens if Reuven's mother gave birth the day before he died? Now there's a one-day-old brother. Now Reuven dies. His wife must wait 13 years to either have Yibum or Chalitza. That is what the Mishnah is saying. Zaykeik l'Yibum, a one-day-old, not an Uber, that's what it's saying. Had his mother been pregnant when he died, his wife wouldn't need Yibum or Chalitza. A one-day-old can require Yibum, not at this point, he's 1 day old, when he becomes 13. Yes, doctor.
So in terms of mechanics of Yibum, Erison's not going to be enough.
I don't know what that means.
So, just in a standard case.
Yibum means living with her.
Okay, and having children?
No.
Okay.
No.
So there just has to be a single intercourse and then...
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Now, right, psychically Yibum. There's a famous story, I don't know if it's famous, at least I heard it a number of times, I read it a number of times, that there was a person, Rahman al-Islam died, and he left, he had no children, and he had a younger brother that was 7 or 6. The halacha is that the lady can't get married till that child becomes 13, develops tzaras, and gives her chalitza. We don't do yibum today. Gives her chalitza. So the father was very distraught. The father of the girl was very distraught. His daughter is now stuck for 6 or 7 years. She can't get married. And meanwhile, she's getting older. I mean, she's not going to be old. She was a young lady when her husband was Nebuch Nifter, but here she is stuck for 7 years. So he complained to the Slonimer Rebbe, to her mother Slonimer, wherever the Rebbe was. And he said, what am I, you know, it's so sad. So the Rebbe asked him as following. What would happen if your daughter would be single, never found her shidduchet, and she's getting older, year after year after year after year? Would you feel any better? Or would you be worried, maybe my daughter is not marriageable material, I can't marry her off? So the Rebbeinu Shlom decided to do you a favor. Instead of having to worry for 7 years that your daughter is not getting married, obviously Menashe Maharsha has a different yibud. So the Rebbeinu Shlom did you a favor. He showed you your daughter got married. She's fine. She's wonderful. Unfortunately for her, she has to wait 7 years. But you can't be distraught, he told him, because this 7 years could have happened without a marriage. Now, it's sad that the guy died. I'm not getting involved in that. But as far as the father's concerned that his daughter is going to have trouble finding a shidduch, he said to him, that's not a concern. Anyway, back to the Mishnah. Well, Paikim and Ayim. Let's say Reuven died and his wife had given birth to a one-day-old baby already. So then his wife doesn't need Yibum. He has a child. Now, this is true even if she leaves her pregnant. This happens to be even if he leaves her pregnant. The only difference is that she can't get married while she's pregnant. She has to wait till the baby is born. Because if the baby is never born, for whatever reason, it's miscarriage, it does not pop, then she is needs Yibum. So if it's a one-day-old baby that lived for an hour, but it lived post-birth, she never has to have Yibum again. Whereas if this would have been an Uber, she has to wait to see, will this be a live birth? Umachu betruma. Let's catch up with Rashi. If he's born one day before his brother passes on, but if he's born after his brother dies, does not make the woman wait for Yibum. They have to live at the same time. If he was born after his father died, meaning he could have been born after Reuven died, and he lived for an hour, while she's pregnant, you need a live birth. The live birth doesn't have to be for a long time. Meaning even the baby dies 2 hours later, or an hour later, but he lived for an hour, there was a live birth. Yes. Yes. Here we have it. Okay. What does that mean? He feeds truma. Zok Rashi. Bas Yisrael Shenisus L'Kayin. A Yisraelis, a girl who's not a Kehenes, she came from a Yisrael family, married a Kayin. Umeis. And the Kayin died. And he has a son posthumously, meaning after he died, his wife gave birth to a son. Let me explain. The halacha is a Yisraelis that marries a Kayan who dies and leaves over a child, the mother can continue eating truma. She's not a Kohenes. She's no longer married to a Kayan. But if she has a child from the Kayan, she can continue eating truma. That's if the child is born. But if the child is a fetus, she cannot eat truma because she has a fetus from her husband. I hope I'm explaining it. Here's Reuven died. He left his wife pregnant. Reuven was a Kayan. Reuven's wife cannot eat truma. Now, as soon as that baby is born, now she can eat truma because she had a baby from the Kayan, both boy or girl. So again, Zotrashi Umacho Betruma, Bas Yisrael Shenisus L'Kayan Umeis, Benoil Ben Lacham Yisrael, she can eat truma. They eat his bread. But they can feed their mother. But if he leaves her pregnant, she can't eat truma now, temporarily, till the baby is born. Now, paiso menatruma at this point means, here is a woman who is a kahenes. If her husband dies and she has no children, she goes back home to eat truma. For her, she had a baby, one-day-old baby. So now she has a baby from the Yisrael. She cannot go back and eat truma. Now, at this point, we think that if the Yisrael would die and she's pregnant, she can go back home. But that's not true. The Gemara is going to deal with that. Because it sounds to me that the only reason she can't go back home is because she has a one-day-old baby. How about if he left her pregnant? Yisroel left a bas kayin pregnant. Had he not left her pregnant, she goes back home. Had the baby been born, she can't go back home to eat truma. But now she's pregnant. It sounds from this Mishnah that she would go back home temporarily. So Zok Rashi, Paisim and Akruma, Kasal Kedaita, we now think, Nambashi Nisus Nisrael, Kayat Shinisus Nisrael, Umeis Vinich Boy Mechot, Pasla Matruma, Beisavir, she can't go back. Kol Yimei Chayev, as long as the son is alive. Yachsiv Zara Engla, Vishavel Beisavir. She has no children, she goes back. Well, yes, Lazari, she has children. The Gemara Paruch has a little Benami place, so the Gemara is going to say, for that, you don't need a live birth. Even if she had, she's pregnant from Yisroel, she can't go back. That's going to be the Gemara's gosh. Later. V'noichel umancho. He inherits and he bequeaths. And the Gemara is going to explain this. Meaning, a one-day-old baby can inherit and bequeath. Rashi, Mepharish, v'Gemara. The Gemara will explain it, so we'll wait for the Gemara. V'ahar goichayev. And if one kills a one-day-old baby, he's chayev. Now this is a machloikas tanoim, and the Mishnah is picking sides and says that we assume that every baby is a viable baby, and therefore if somebody kills a one-day-old baby, they did ritzicha. Barihu la'aviv le'imai l'chol k'raivav k'chasin shalom, and he is his father and his mother and all his relatives, like a complete, I don't know how he translates the word chasin, like a complete adult. What is it? What? Like a bridegroom. Okay. Means an adult. Now, the Gemara is going to explain what did the Mishnah mean by that. So we'll have to see the Gemara. Dr. Rashi, Rashi tells me how basically Chas and Shalom, Mepharish, and Gemara. Frag the Gemara Minani Mili. Now the Gemara is going to go through every one of them and bring a source. First one was that a one-day-old can become a Nida. We had this earlier, all the way back in the fourth parak. The Gemara repeats itself. Minani Mili, how do I know that a girl can become a Nida one-day-old? Itani Avon, Isha, Ainli, Eli Isha. I'm sorry. How do I know a woman can become a nida at one day old? The vav. The Tanur Abanan Isha. By Zivus it says Isha Ainli Elisha Bashi Damin Laziva Minayin. Tamid Lema Ve'isha. And again, it has to be 10 days old because the rule is nidas has to precede Zivus. Rashi Isha Ve'isha Kisi Azava. Right Krob and Nida Mishtoi. Bas Asara Yamim, the Isha Kisazov Zayv Dama, it's a different Isha, Kadaris we are Darshani. Tidig Bayyam Echad can be a Zav. Menani Mili, how do I know that a boy can be a Zav at one day old? The Tanar Avanan Ish Ish, Matam Alema Ish Ish, says Ish Ish Ki Zayv Mipsare, what is Ish Ish? The Rabbi Bayyam Echad to Matam Abiziva, even at one day old. Diver Yehuda. I don't need Ish Ish for that. Haroimer Vazav Zav Lazakhil in a Kaiba. It says, Lazachar in the cave, remember we had these drushes before. Lazachar Koshu, no matter how old he is, being good will be cutting. Then cave the Koshi, being dead will be cutting. Lazachar in the cave, it says, any age male, any age female. Him came out of the letter Ish Ish. So what does Rabbi Yechim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechim, Rabbi Yechim, and Breika do with the word Ish Ish? The Torah Kolashim Nei Adam, sometimes the Torah speaks, people speak, which means you don't darshan it. And as I mentioned last time we had this, that Tosfos, I think of Menachos, has a whole long arichas that same tanoim sometimes darshan it and sometimes say dibra tarik lashem nei adam. Rashi, Adam is vayter. Umetame bin goyim. Zok the Gemara, how do I know that a one day old can be a mitzayra? They said Adam kia by a mitzayrai, a man. Adam kosu, any human. Doesn't say any age. So Adam means, doesn't say ish. Ish means adult. Adam means any human. So therefore, any human that's a yid. Therefore, we learn not even one day old. So Trashi, Adam, Mashma Kosh, we mean Adam, I feel the cotton. How do I know that? The Siv, the Nefesh, Adam, Min Anoshim. The Pasik in Bamidbar, in Parshas Matais, says, people from the women, how many women there were captured. And it's talking about Tanis, Mishtoi Kroy. Talking about Tanis. And the Pasik refers to them, the Nefesh, Adam. So we see, Adam doesn't need an age. Ish needs an age. Adam doesn't need an age. Right term. How do I know one day old can become tami meis? It says you have to sprinkle paraduma on the nefashis that were there. But what is nefashis? People. Nefesh called who? As long as he's alive, he's a nefesh. Rashi, nefashis, kochi yes, by nefesh. So far, we've taken care of how do I know a woman is matami at one day, 10 days for zebus, yayim after preserve, nikam, tami meis. We've taken care of those. Now we're going into the next one. which is Vizaygit Le'ibum. A one-day-old can require his brother's wife to need Yibum, and she would have to wait till he becomes an adult. How do I know that? Yasiv Kiyeshu Achim Yachdav. If brothers live together, Achim Shayelam Yeshiva Achaz Vaylam. They have to exist in the same world. So one-day-old means he existed in the world. I mean, by the way, one-day-old can be 1 hour old. They existed in the same world. Whereas if he never was born until afterwards, they never existed in the same world. Upaytim ra'yibum. Ipatrisim yibum. Right? So that, why do I know that? Because it says, the Torah says she dies without a child. Well, yes, he had a child at that moment. Now, if she's pregnant,
married couple, and then he died,
and she's still pregnant, she just had a baby, and he lived for a day, an hour, and then he died. Reuven died at 10:40 in the morning. Yeah, the husband. He left over a child who was born before he died, born at 9 o'clock, and then dies at noon. Here's this woman without any children. But when her husband died, she had a child. She'll never need Yibum. Had Reuven died at 10:40 and she had the child at 12, she would need Yibum. She wouldn't need Yibum. I shouldn't say that. She would not need Yibum because Reuven, their baby's alive. But while she's pregnant, she wouldn't be able to get married because she might still have a baby. So she's not Patur min Hayibum yet, because if the baby is born dead, she's not Patur min Hayibum. If the baby was born alive, she's Patur min Hayibum. If the baby is born dead, she's not Patur min Hayibum. Even if the baby is born after Reuven dies. But if it's a live birth, he Patur his mother from Hayibum. He lives for an hour, he dies, she never needs Yibum. If he's born dead, she's chayav in Yibum. Hope I'm explaining myself. Umachu b'truma. He can feed his mother truma. This is a Bas Yisrael who wouldn't be able to eat truma. She was married to a kohen and she ate truma. And now he died and he left over a baby. So it says, Ubein ein le'yam rachmana. The Torah says if he has no children, she goes back. Sorry, the Sibir Yalid Beisrael Heim Yoichlu Balachmaid says those people born in the Kohen's household eat truma. Now we kari be yachilu balachmaid. We dash it to mean the children can feed their mother. They can feed their mother truma. As long as there's a child, the mother can eat. Zag the Gemara Vayter. You know, it's an interesting Gemara in Yevamos. The Kohen died. He left over a son. His wife eats truma. He eats truma. Right. Then his son marries Mamzeres. And they have a son. And everybody dies. The only surviving child is that enikul of this woman who's a mamzer. She had a son, he died. Once he died, she can't eat truma. But he left over a son, so she can eat truma because of her grandson who's a mamzer. So the mamzer is feeding his grandmother truma. Because here's a mamzer, he's not a kayan, he's a mamzer. But his grandmother has an offspring from her husband, the kayan. So she can eat truma. That's what the Gemara says in Yevamos. And you can have a woman who has a grandson, a kohen gadol, and can't eat truma. And that is, the woman, the kohen died, and left over, she is a bas kohen. She's a bas kohen. Her husband was a Yisrael. He died. She had a child. A girl. She can't eat truma. This girl married a kohen gadol, and then had a son who's a kohen gadol, and everybody dies, and this Bas Yisrael has a grandson a kohen gadol, but because of him, she can't go eat truma. This Bas Kayan. She's a Bas Kayan. She would have been able to go home if she didn't have any children. She has one descendant, one offspring, a grandson who's a Kohen Gadol. Because of the Kohen Gadol, she can't eat Truma. She can't go back home. This offspring came from Yisrael, so she can't go back home. So it's like the Gemara, here is one woman who had a mamzer and eats Truma, and another woman has a Kohen Gadol and doesn't eat Truma. The Gemara just points out that contrast. What? That's the Gemara Vayter. V'zera paisum in a Truma. And he passes from Truma. That means a Bas Kayan, her husband dies, he's Yisrael, he left over a child, she can't go back home. What bothers the Gemara here now is even if he left her pregnant, she can't go back home. So what does Yom Echad have to do with anything? Fret the Gemara, Zuck the Gemara, first the Pasek. V'zera Elam Rachmana. She only goes home if she has no children. V'yisla, she has children. Frank the Gemara, my Yuyu Vizera. Why do I need her to have children? I feel a ubinami. Even if she's pregnant, she doesn't go back to eat truma. The Siv Kinureha. It says she goes back like her youth. She's pregnant, she's not like her youth. And therefore, she can't go back home. So why do I need a Patrick to tell me that a one day old passes truma? Even if there's no child yet, she's carrying a child, she can't go back and eat truma. So why do I need two psukim? One that says that a pregnant woman can't go back home, and one that says a woman that has a child can't go back home. If a pregnant woman can't go back home, isn't it obvious that a one that has a child can't go back home? Zok the Gemara Tzrichi. The Ikas of Rachmana Vizera in law. Ah, water. It's only water. Okay. If the Torah wrote Vizera in law. She used to be one. As a girl, she had one body. Now she has two, her and her son. But while she's pregnant, she's one body. She's pregnant. There's no second body here yet. Therefore, I would think she goes home. The Zera ain't law. Only if she has a child. Not if she doesn't have a child. Right? So the pasuk says, no, she's pregnant, she doesn't go back home. Now, the ikar to Rachmana Kinureha, listen to this. Shemikara Gufa Shriki, Bahashta Gufa Maoya. She's not the same woman. She was an empty lady, she had no pregnancy, and now she's full. So therefore, she can't go back home. She's not in the same status she was. But if she has a day-old baby, she's the same. Who says he passes from Truma? Maybe it only when she's pregnant, she's in a different state. That's why she can't go back home. The minute she gives birth, she's not in a different state. She is now an empty lady, no carrying anything. She's as good as she was as a girl. If I need a pasuk of Zera Eila. So I need two psukim. One to say, if it only said Zera Eila, I would say if she's pregnant, she can go back home. Because there's no second man, Zera Eila. Only if there's a second body here, a son or a daughter. If it only say Zera Eila, I would say, if it only say pregnant, I would say that's because she's in a different state. She's a pregnant woman as opposed to a non-pregnant woman. Whereas here, she is non-pregnant. So therefore, I need both psukim. Shemikara gufa srika, she was an empty body. Vashta gufa malya. Avahokha di mikara gufa srika, vashta gufa srika. Emetecho, srichi. Fine. So that's why I need two psukim. Rashi. Zakt Rashi, kinureha. All the way up, the third narrow line. The shavu base of your kenureha, claimar to say, im daimeli me neurim, she's similar to the way that she was as she was young, the shavu. Rimlav leitasha. So now we said why the pasuk needs, why we need two psukim. But our Mishnah is a problem, because our Mishnah said one day old. Masma from our Mishnah, only because the one baby is one day old. But pregnant is different. We just proved pregnant is not any different. So why did the Mishnah say a one day old pasuls menatruma? A pregnant pasuls menatruma. Again, we answered why the Torah had to say two psukim. One for a pregnant woman, one for a woman that had a child. But that doesn't answer our Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah talk about a one-day-old? It's not unique to a one-day-old as opposed to a fetus. Frank the Gemara, Kuroi, Itarits. You answered me the psukim, why I need both. Elamas Nitzin, but our Mishnah, Ma'yuyayimechar, Afila Ubernami. Why did the Mishnah pick the case of a one-day-old baby? This applies to a fetus as well. Amar Avsheshes, Hachav Ma'yaskinan. The case of the Mishnah is as follows. Mekayin sheyesh l'shtei nashim. A kayin is married to two women. Achas grusha, one he wasn't allowed to be married to. He married a divorcee. V'achas sheina grusha, and one that's not divorced. Now, the son that he has from the grusha is a cholol. He's not a kayin. V'yesh l'banim sheina grusha. He has children from the non-divorced lady. They are regular keharim. V'yeshli ben yoim echad min agrusha. And he has a one-day-old child from the grusha who's a non-kayin. So we're not talking about the mother now. We're talking now, the mother can eat truma. She has sons from the kayin. She's fine. What happened is, this woman, these brothers are inheriting their father. They're inheriting their father. And since they're inheriting their father, the avadim now belong to all of them as a partnership. Father died, they didn't split up the avadim yet. They haven't split up the estate. Dad died, he left two sons, and I just made up that number, from the one that's not a grusha, and one son from the grusha. The son born from the grusha is a non-kayan. He's a cholol. He inherits just as well as his brothers do. He is now a 33% owner in the estate. Therefore, the avadim can't eat truma. Same thing. He has 50%. He's a living child. Whatever, I'm not interested now in Hilchot Yerusha. The bottom line is, this Cholo is getting part of the Yerusha. Therefore, the Avadim, who now belongs partially to a Cholo, can't eat Truma. They don't belong to a Kaya, they belong partially to a Cholo. Once they split it up, it'll be different. Those who belong to the Kayin will eat truma. Those who belong to the Kohen won't eat truma. So it's nothing to his mom. This is a one-day-old, but when he's a fetus, he doesn't inherit. So let's say the father died and he left the grusha pregnant. At that point, the avadim can still eat truma. When that kid is born, he will become partial owner. But at this point, he doesn't own because an uber is not Yairish. He's Yairish potentially. As soon as he's born, he'll be a Yairish. But at this point, he's not a Yairish yet. The Avadim belongs to the estate, which it belongs to the brother, the child born from the non-Grusha. He's the only child.
He can't birth the estate before he's born, though.
What?
He wants to do the estate before the kid.
I don't know what happened then. We're taking this case. But it's Yeshle Shtei Nashim. Achas Grusha V'Akashena Grusha. V'yeshli banim sheina grusha, v'yeshli ben yoy mechad min agrusha. The paiso ba'avdei aviv milecho b'truma. Now, that's only because he was born. But there's a Tana that says in Masechta Shivamas that he passes even when he's a fetus. So our Mishnah's picking sides. Our Mishnah's saying the only time the child passes avadim from eating truma, not talking about mom, talking about avadim, the only time the child passes avadim if he's born. La fuke midreb yaisi, the amr uber nami paisu. Reb yaisi says, even a fetus can stop the avadim from eating truma. Kamash malan, ben yay mechot in uber loy. Now, what is the pshat in that? So the Gemara is going to explain, Rashi is going to explain, so we'll learn Rashi. Zog to Rashi. All the way up. Kroy ataritz. It's like the fifth narrow line, all the way up. Kroy ataritz. The psukim are answered. The tavayu trichi, I need one pasuk to exclude pregnant and one pasuk to exclude child. Elamasnitzin, but the nakat dreimecha to the nakat uber, the Mishnah said 1 day old, not an uber. That's the nakat. It meant only a 1 day old. Why? Amar of Sheshes, hi paiso, la vaimoy koi. This paiso is not going a mom. Ela avodav koi, it's going on slaves. La ogam bekoi is right, lestay nashim. Kain had two wives. Achaz grusha, so it's a grusha, the other benasa. She had been a divorcee, and he transgressed and married her. It's a lav. Every time they live together, it's a lav. But yes, loy barim b'sheina grusha. V'hein kehanim k'sherim. And they're a question of kehanim. V'avadim sh'navlem yirusha, aich v'betrum v'shvilan. And the avadim, who fall to them in inheritance, can eat truma. These are regular kahanim, the sieve. The kayan can eat nefesh kinyan kaspai. A kayan who acquires avadim, they can eat truma. An evet kayan can eat truma. I can't, but an evet kayan can. But yes, le ben echad min agrusha, who cholol, he's a cholol, bein aroy lakuna. He doesn't get rishon, he doesn't eat truma, he's not a kayan. In fact, he's worse than I am. But for practical purposes, he gets Ravi, he doesn't get Shlishi, but he gets, I'm just joking, he gets Ravi. Upaiso eskula minatruma. She'en on a yudayim livroir. We can't clarify mi hagi magi alachalkai, which avadim belong to him. V'dafka b'yamecha, the royal Yerusha. That only happens if he's 1 day old, that he can yarshin. Avakol zman, she'eloi naylid, oichlin kulan, de'en tzchia l'uber. It's an interesting phenomenon. He now does not inherit. But the minute he's born, he gets his share. So that share belongs to the estate, which is owned now by Kehanim. The minute he's born, he becomes a partial owner. It's not like he never inherits. As soon as he's born, he inherits. La Fukim and Rabbi Yaisi, the Amim and Mesechtes Yivam is a prayer to Abayi God, Laman Alukain God, Yesh Leitzchia. Rabbi Yaisi says that a man can be Zaycham. A Uber can be Zaycham. La Filu Uber Me'im Isha, Zara, Haksheira Lakuna, even if he's in the womb of a woman who's a Israelis, who's Kasha Lakuna, Paiselis. Now, this is a shayla in the Gemara Yevamos, and Rashi is taking sides. And that is, what if the woman would be a Kehenes on her own right? The husband was a Kayan, and she is a Kehenes. And the husband dies, and she has a fetus. According to Rabbi Yaisi, would he be able to feed that avadim in truma? He's a fetus. So Rabbi Yaisi holds an uber inherits. But he's an uber. So Rashi is explaining, if his mother is Israelis, as long as he's an uber, he's part of his mother. And his mother is Israelis, so he's a Yisrael. He's a Yisrael in utero, and when he's born, he's a Kayan. The reason he passes truma is because at this point, he's not a Kayan yet. Because he wasn't born. And he's in the womb of a Yisraelis. And uber bime zara, zari. A woman, a uber, that's in the womb of a zara, of a Yisraelis, is a Yisrael. When he's born, his status switches. But if his mother would be a Kehenes, so he's not a zar. His mother is a Kehenes, his father was a Kayan, he can eat feed truma. So listen to Rashi. But filu bime isha zara, even if he wasn't born yet, Aksheira Lakuna, even if his mother would have been kosher, Paisla, the Ksaver calls mine should be made Zara, Zaru. As long as he's in the womb of a Zara, he's a Zar. Kosh can't hide to be made Grushahu. Here for sure, his mother is a Kalala. His mother can't. Now, Philip Shivala be Heroi, he'll never be Roy. The Rashi speaking out that according to Abiyazi, even if he didn't have a Grusha as a wife, even if he had one wife, a fine, wonderful lady, but she was the Israelis. He died, he left over 5 children and 1 uber. Nobody eats truma. Because that uber is a Yisrael now. As long as he's in his mother's womb, he's a Yisrael. And he inherits.
The kids can, not the
uber, the abadim. The abadim can. Yeah, the kids are God. As soon as he's born, they can eat truma. But here, as soon as he's born, they're not going to eat truma because his mother's a grusha. But that just happens to be that way. But the bottom line is that even if he weren't a grusha, while he's in Uber, they can't eat truma. But the Mishnah said he passes them when he's 1 day old. That's like Drabbana who say an Uber doesn't inherit. Therefore, as long as he's in Uber, he doesn't affect anything. When he's born, he will pasul those avonim from truma. No, okay. Noichel umanchel. Okay, so let me explain. I just want to explain this. I don't think I'm going to go weiter, but let me explain this. The rule in Yerusha is, it's a paternal business. Except for children, people only inherit paternal relatives. If a person has a paternal brother, a brother from one mother, and he has a paternal cousin, his paternal cousin inherits him, not his maternal brother. That's the halacha. Kroivei ha'em, relatives that come from mother don't inherit. Only ones that inherit are paternal relatives. Means here is a man. He died. He has a half brother from the same mother. His closest relative from his father is a cousin. Everybody else is gone. That cousin gets it before his brother, because his brother is not a real brother for Yerusha, because he's maternal, not paternal. Now, listen to what happens. A son inherits his mother. That's a son inherits. Here is a guy who has one whole brother. Same father, same mother. He has one half-brother from the same father. Okay? His maternal brother died. But it was his paternal brother also. He shared the same father. He inherited him. It's his brother. The other brothers didn't inherit because they're from a different father. No, it doesn't make sense. Take it back. They're the same father. They're paternal brothers. He inherited it. He inherited his mother. He had brothers from one father. He was the only son from that mother. His mother died. He inherits her. The other brothers have no care. It's not their mother. Then he dies. They inherit him. So they inherit him to take over what he got from his mom. Mom died, he inherited his mom. He dies, he goes away from her family, he goes to his brothers who have no shaykhus to that woman. We'll talk about it more tomorrow.